DOS, KO4 HKX.
Patrick, and C9B, let you know we're mobile.
Morning, Miss Wendy. They said she wouldn't get on the radio.
Yes.
They didn't?
Actually, I'll probably be listening to you, but you won't be able to hear me. So I'm still on top of the hill, so I'll get ready to go down the hill, and then I'll be in the dead zone.
Well, y'all have a safe trip, and shoot me a text message of where y'all want to meet for breakfast.
Still waiting on Gary?
In a little bit.
All right, yeah, I'll if I got a place, I'll let you.
See y'all then. Be careful. Have a safe trip. KO4HKX 73.
You can tell Miss Elise we say good morning. And see you in a bit. NC9B.
KA3JCA.
Hey, how are you?
Pretty good. Are you guys going to a ham fest today?
Get Waynesville this morning.
Let me know if you come across a an Alinco GX70TH.
GX70TH. I'll keep my eyes peeled.
We have one just for parts, and it has the short control cable that goes with it for the radio in the head. Just let me know, and I'll text me, and I'll let you know. And if it's a reasonable price, I can Venmo or whatever the money to you.
I'll let you know. I'll keep my eyes open. I'll write that down so I don't forget it.
West of Asheville?
Not too far.
I couldn't remember ever going to that one, so I just was curious.
The fourth time I've been, third or fourth time, and I like it. It's a nice little ham fest. It's been growing every year since I've been going since COVID hit. And this year it sounds like it's got quite a bit going on. It's quite a bit fuller than last year, I believe.
Awesome. I'll have to check that out, check their website out and see if they have any pictures of it.
To the websites, I couldn't tell you, but I would be pretty sure that they do.
It's a one-day thing today, just today only?
I think it is, but I don't know for sure.
Actually brought me breakfast here, and I'm going to go eat that and so forth, but I heard you in there. And I take it you're going to probably ride with Gary, so we're going to meet up with him, either one. But have fun up there today, sir. You guys travel safe, drive safe, and we'll talk to you when you get back in the area.
Good to talk to you, and good to hear you back on the repeater. You take care of yourself, and I'll keep my eyes peeled for that Alinco radio for you. KO4HKX, standing by.
973KA3JCA.
Enjoy breakfast. Hello, Patrick, N4ZLK.
Hey, Dane, KO4HKX here.
Your day up there, and hey, if you're buying stuff for people, go ahead and pick HF rig up for me while you're at it. By yourself?
KI4DOS is meeting me over here at the house. They're picking me up. We'll head on up that way, and then we'll meet up with Leon and Miss Wendy.
Good. Have fun there. I'm just now coming into Anderson. I got held up down there tonight. I was hoping it'd be early one and I'd be home in either in bed or at least home already. I think I heard Hayden say last night he might be going up there. Did you catch that?
I did catch that. So I will do my best to find him in the crowd and at least shake his hand, introduce myself.
That Connor and Gabrielle took off this morning about 4 o'clock maybe, 3:30. They're taking Connor and Hayden's little brother, or well, they're riding with him. He's moving back up to North Dakota where his, that's where his parents are from. They're in Asheville, but there's family up there. They still own a farm, big farm up there, and he's going to go up there and work. So they're riding up with him, trying to make it to Omaha today, and then the last 6 or 7 hours tomorrow. Then they're going to spend the week up there and fly back next weekend.
I was going to ask how she was doing since her surgery there. Hope everything's been going okay.
She's doing pretty good. She has a good days and bad days, but you know, she's definitely feeling well enough to take a long trip, so that's good. And I think it's good for her to get out, too. She doesn't work outside of the house, and I think sometimes, you know, being at home and being by herself, it kind of gets to her a little bit, so it's good for her to get out.
I couldn't do it. I'm so used to being out and going now, I don't know that you could cage me up like that.
Likes it too much. She likes her peace and quiet, but I think it's good for her to get out. I try to push her a little bit to get more involved, but I'm glad she's able to stay home. She needed that to recover, but you can get used to that too.
Very easy to get used to that, that's for sure. But it's, once you get used to out on the go, it's hard to go back for me.
I know what you mean. Well, I got down into Georgia last night and flipped over to the Gainesville repeater, and I was able to talk to two of my neighbors back home in Cleveland. Matthew, WW4JET, he was on his way back home from Atlanta from his work trip, and John, K4WCL, was on there as well. It's just interesting. I had to drive to Georgia to talk to a couple of neighbors.
Who you'll meet on different repeaters, isn't it?
Matthew, I can talk simplex from my house. He's that close. John is, that place, his weekend place he's got, he's going to be moving up to eventually. We should be able to talk simplex if there weren't mountains in the way.
Isn't that? I know a little bit about them mountains.
They're pretty, but they're not good for VHF and UHF communication.
Delayed down there. Did you have a pretty good trip?
I got down there probably 11:45, and I was hoping they'd have a trailer ready for me like normal, and I could turn around and head back up. And they didn't send anything to me right away, so I finally called them, and they said, "Oh yeah, we'll send you a trailer." Well, they never did. So I called them again about 30 minutes later. They sent me one, but it wasn't ready. It said it was like 10%. I went over and checked on it. Well, actually, I waited because I figured as soon as it was ready, you know, they'll pull it out off the wall and my board will update and it'll alert me. So I took a little nap, ended up sleeping for a couple hours, and woke up at 3:00, and it still wasn't ready. So I called them and said, "Hey, I've got to go. I can't wait. You know, I got to be off by a certain time." And I volunteered. They gave me one going to Buford. It's on the way up here. So I pulled a trailer up to Buford, and then I bobtailing back.
Flight's taking you a little longer, I guess. But you should be back in your allotted amount of time, shouldn't you?
We'll just make it. So I actually didn't code any lunch down there because I didn't think it was going to be that long. It usually isn't. And then when I fell asleep, I'll get them to correct my time card Monday morning. But yeah, I'll make it back just in time, it looks like.
Hopefully you don't have to call for you a rescue party.
I won't have to do that. I'm not far. I should be there in about 10 minutes or so.
doing?
Yesterday she had a better day. She didn't take any pain medicine most of the day. She called me about 8:30 when she was going to bed. She said, and she had slept most of the day. She said she still hadn't taken any pain medicine and she was going to try not to. So that's a big improvement from what it was.
She continues to get better.
Well, they said the antibiotics should kick in and by Monday she should be back to normal, hopefully. I don't know if she'll be normal, back to normal, but, you know, it might be close. Surprised I haven't heard from her yet. Usually the dog's ready to be fed about now.
Alarm clocks, they can be pretty pushy sometimes, too.
Pretty persistent. Those snooze buttons don't work very well on them.
At least I never found the snooze button on the one I had. She would not let that happen.
I can put her off sometimes. I can tell her, lie down, or, you know, it's too early. Go lie down on your place, or just wait, you know, and she'll do that. But, boy, if anybody just makes one little movement, she's hopped right back up and, like, now? Is it now? You know, it's really funny.
They're definitely funny animals. I miss having mine around, but I'm just not ready to go through the training process on another one.
Understand. It's sad when they're gone, but then when they've been gone for a while, and it's kind of hard to think about getting another one because you can't replace the one you had, and it's kind of nice there for a while to not have to deal. Like, we've had a couple labs, and they're indoor dogs, and they can shed, and, you know, when there's not one around for a while, you kind of get used to not having to sweep every day and or twice a day, whatever it is, and having hair on the where they rub up against the furniture, you know, that's kind of nice not having to deal with that.
And just keeping up with their needs, their regular day-to-day needs, I mean, it can get a little hectic at times, you know, and just don't want to leave them at the house by themselves all day. Then they get in too much trouble.
They're definitely, they require care, that is for sure. But it's worth it. They make good companions.
For sure. Some of the best companions, in my opinion. But do miss being greeted at the door every evening when I come in.
They're always happy to see you, and they never talk back to you, or at least they don't argue with you anyway.
They will. I don't know if you've ever had anything to do with a husky, but they'll argue back at you.
We've never had one, but I've seen them, and we kept one for a family for a few days one time, and yeah, you're right, they're very talkative.
But they do howl and, you know, like they're trying to talk to you sometimes. My son had one, and you talk about shit, good night. I don't see how that dog has any hair left on it.
They showed me a video of she was playing the harmonica, just barely starting to play it, and their dog, they have a mutt, it's got some hound in it, and he would just start howling. It was hilarious. Looked like it was bothering him, you know. He's standing in the hallway, didn't want to come in the room where she was. He'd just start howling when she'd just make a tiny little noise on the harmonica.
And that frequency where it did not like it.
I was thinking. It was cute, though. Oh, well. It's hard to tell if it's hurting them or if they're just trying to sing along with the noise.
Hard to tell, but usually if it's bothering them that bad, they sure to run the other way, I have found. Otherwise, they're just trying to think something's hurting you.
Gentlemen, KL4MUF.
Jody, and 4ZLK.
Jody, KO4HKX.
Patrick. Good morning to both of you. Shane, I hope you had a good night with your travels.
I'm not quite back yet. I had a longer night, but it went well. Got a nice nap down there in Atlanta.
Got a little nap.
I was telling somebody yesterday, I heard on the news, said an Anderson County employee was electrocuted or something. I thought of you first right off the bat. I was like, I hope that wasn't Jody.
Man, I appreciate that, the thought, but no, I didn't hear about that myself. Been going up?
I'll be leaving as soon as Gary gets here.
Get her out the door, we'll be headed out, but it's just a matter of her getting ready.
Leon and Miss Wendy are already on their way.
He came yesterday and he was saying that he's going to set a table up.
He'll try to sell some of his HTs.
Yeah, we'll be headed up that way. And I'll run into you or find you up there.
Look forward to seeing you.
I'd like to be there, but I'm not going to be.
Take another nap, right?
Real nap.
Time for the way the weather's supposed to be, so it should be a good one.
Cool, rainy morning. It'll be a good night for a nap. But I was looking at the weather up there last night in Waynesville, and there's a 40% chance of storms, or showers is what it says, coming through. So it probably won't be too bad.
You go up there this morning and do all that stuff and hang out for a while, then come back before them afternoon storms start building up.
A guy down in Georgia last night, he's going to head up to Lake Jocassee this morning and do a waterfall tour with some of his family members. I sure hope it doesn't rain on him, because those storms can come over the mountains there really quickly.
I heard that about Jocassee. I heard if they catch you out there in that water when they come over the mountains, you could be in trouble too.
Pay very close attention to the clouds rolling in and you start heading for the shore.
When I was a kid, we used to go up the old gravel road there and hike down by the dam and that rock wall. And I remember we were down there one day and we started hearing thunder on the other side of the lake. So we packed up, and by the time we got up to the top of the trail up there to the car, it was a total downpour. It came across that lake so fast. I mean, lightning and just an incredible amount of rain.
In these mountains, and they especially over there, it'll sneak up on you in a hurry. You got to be real careful and be paying attention to that.
7-3s, and I'm going to get ready to get out of here. So y'all have a great day, and, Shane, you enjoy your trip home and be careful, and we'll catch you out here again. Mr. Patrick, I'll see you in a little while.
Look forward to seeing you. Y'all have a safe trip. I don't talk to you, but I'll see you there.
Have a good drive up there and enjoy your day. N4ZLK. Are you on, Patrick?
HT's into my crossband repeat, so it probably sounds funky this morning.
A little different, but you're very copyable.
A little any tone to go into my Kenwood's repeater. And with this hand mic, I know it probably sounds a little tinny.
Not your normal self, but you're fine. You know, you get used to how you sound on your normal radios.
I know what you mean. You can tell when somebody's changed or something's different about their signal.
Just texted me. That means she's awake now. She's probably wondering why I'm not home.
Stay up all night.
Night, but it was about 1 o'clock. I said, well, I might as well lay down. Next thing I know, I looked at the clock and it was 3. So that was a pretty good nap.
Nap, right?
Usually can't sleep that long in here, but and I didn't realize I was that tired.
Pick it up on you sometimes and you find just that right spot, no matter where you're at.
Yes. Patrick. I just wanted to let you know, Patrick, I'm starting up the big hill down here, so I'll be up there just a little bit.
You'll be in the dead spot here soon, then.
He told my call out real quick while I was up on top of the hill.
Patrick, have a good day. Enjoy it. I'm pulling off the exit, so I'll let you guys go. I will talk to you later if you're not careful. And four, is that okay? 7-3, guys.
Hey, good to talk to you this morning and get you some rest. And hope that's doing better today. KO4HK.
Clean, have a good day. Get you some rest. Talk to you a little bit later. N4ZLK, KI4DOS.
4DOS, W4FHJ.
Good morning, Gene, KI4DOS.
I sit in here listening to the QSOs and everything. I thought maybe I'd pick up the information. Is there a ham fest going on somewhere? But nobody actually made that clear. It's just going different places, but didn't say anything about a ham fest. Is there one going today?
Yes, sir, there is. It's up at Waynesville. It's up there at Waynesville. Used to be the Waynesville Fairgrounds, but they changed it to the name of the venue. But it's at the same place as the Asheville Ham Fest, but it's up there at Waynesville, over.
I've been up there a time or two in years past, but it's been quite a few years. Okay, that might be a little fur for me to go. I don't know. I've been trying to find out on the internet, but I couldn't. Didn't know how to ask the question where it was. Anyway, I may very well go. I don't know. I got to think about it. Listen, thanks a million. I appreciate it, Gary. You be good, okay? And have fun up there. I'm assuming you are going. You didn't specifically say that, but it's probably where you're on your way to now. Okay, well, let me say 73rds to you. We'll talk with you a bit later. It's W4FHJ clear.
Okay, Gene. Yeah, I'm definitely going. I'm headed up there to Patrick's. I'm going to pick him up. We're going to ride on up and see if we can't enjoy the day. Hopefully, we won't do too much raining and all that. Seems like it's real nice out here for now, so we'll take it as it is. But you have a great day. Good talking to you this morning. We'll say 73 to you for now. And W4FHJ, KI4DOS Mobile.
Thanks.
I believe getting it close to the dead spot up here. When I get up there and turn up there about angles, can you get back into repeater from there?
And don't turn by the angles. They got the road closed.
Well, I guess. I guess my GPS will tell me how to go with it since the road's closed.
You just got to go up to the next red light and take a left, and it brings you out in the same place, exact same place.
Like I said, I'm fixing to hit this dead spot because I'm going up the big hill, and you're up here fixing to go by James's house here shortly. And I'll talk to you when I get back out of the dead hole or whenever I can hear you again. Yeah, if not before, I'll talk to you when I see you face to face. KO4HKX, KI4DOS Mobile.
If you need anything, give me a call. I'll be waiting. And I'm on the radio or I got my phone handy. Either one. So you have a safe little bit there, and I'll look forward to talking to you here in a few minutes. KO4HKX, standing by.